Legal experts are urging Canada to work with the new U.S. administration to resolve long-standing Arctic issues between the two countries. The U.S. and Canada dispute the boundary in an area between the Yukon and Alaska, and they disagree over the status of an ice-free Northwest Passage. The CBC's Patricia Bell reports.
Submarines traveling through Arctic waters. Inuit hunters and rangers have noticed them for years. Michael Byers holds a Canada research chair in global politics and international law. He believes U.S. nuclear-powered submarines are likely heading through the Northwest Passage this month, en route to an exercise in Alaska. Byers says what matters is whether the U.S. is asking permission to go through the area, not just informing Canada about the trips.
They are international voyages through the Northwest Passage. And so the question in terms of Canadian sovereignty becomes, does the Canadian government know that they're going through the passage? And if so, has it given its consent?
Byers says it's time for Ottawa and the U.S. to work towards an agreement on the passage and Canada's sovereignty over it, and to work out the dispute over where the boundary lies in the Beaufort Sea between the Yukon and Alaska. That dispute will have to be resolved before either country can claim an extension of their sovereign rights in the area under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. The U.S. hasn't yet ratified UNCLOS, but Betsy Baker says it's heading in that direction. She's an associate professor at the Vermont Law School.
With the new administration and also with the melting ice and the interest in reaching the hydrocarbon resources up there, we think that that might be yet another factor that will move in favor of ratification.
Baker hopes the U.S. will ratify the convention this year. Patricia Bell, CBC News, Iqaluit.